I'm Dan Klefstad. Parking soon could get more expensive in Illinois thanks to a new tax state lawmakers approved earlier this year. Sam Dunklaw has more.
Starting January 1st, there will be a 6% tax on short-term parking stays, paying by the hour, day, or week. The tax will be 9% on monthly and annual rates. Illinois' Department of Revenue estimates that will bring in an extra $60 million a year. Spokesman Sam Salustro says the fees will pay for what's known as vertical construction.
Things like state universities, state facilities, childcare centers, things that you can actually see they'll be growing up from the ground.
The new tax will not apply to parking lots owned and operated by units of government, state universities, and hospitals. Anyone who rents a parking space as part of their lease will also be exempt. I'm Sam Dunklaw.
Also beginning in January, single-occupancy public restrooms in Illinois must be gender-neutral. Signage should identify these places as restrooms and not specify gender. Northern Illinois University already implemented this in several areas of campus. Assistant Professor Katie Jekyll says this helped foster inclusivity for students and staff.
This was something that a lot of very dedicated people on our campus were working towards, and it makes me feel like I belong and that I matter.
Under the Illinois Human Rights Act, examples of places of public accommodation include stores, hotels, restaurants, parks, and social service centers. Health inspectors can ensure these spaces comply with the new law. Southern Illinois University's Board of Trustees will vote tomorrow on the appointment of a new president. The university announced the selection of Daniel Mahoney as the system's new leader. Mahoney currently serves as president of Winthrop University in South Carolina. Mahoney's proposed four-year contract includes a $435,000 annual salary, and he'll start in March of next year. He takes over for interim president Kevin Dorsey, who led the SIU system since Randy Dunn's departure in 2018. Mahoney also has leadership experience at Kent State University and University of Louisville. SIU board chair Phil Gilbert says Mahoney's work in strategic planning, fundraising, and collaborative leadership made him the ideal candidate. Mahoney will be introduced later this week in Carbondale and Edwardsville. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. In addition to its approval of potential new president, the SIU Board of Trustees meets over the next 2 days for several big-ticket items. A reallocation funding plan is on the docket, as well as an enrollment update for both the Carbondale and Edwardsville campuses. Trustees begin their meeting today in Carbondale. They'll continue into tomorrow. Giving Tuesday brought a $100,000 gift to SIU's Paul Simon Public Policy Institute yesterday. The money from Glenn and Joe Pichard will help the Institute's annual Renewing Illinois Summit. That summit brings college students to a retreat in Carbondale where they brainstorm ways to improve the state. Glenn Pichard, a former president of SIU, says he's impressed with the way the students want to be part of the solution. Public Policy Institute Director John Shaw says the money will be used to help more students attend the next conference, which is planned for early April. As charities used the annual observance of Giving Tuesday to seek support from donors, consumer advocates say scammers were also trying to compete for contributions. The Better Business Bureau's Brett Weiner says there also was a significant drop in trust for two specific types of charities.
Civil rights and community action organizations had a lower degree of trust than in the previous year, as well as religious organizations also dropped. Most of the other categories were either the same or a little bit higher than the previous year.
The BBB says 65% of Americans don't research where their money is going prior to donating to a charity.